Monday, March 1st, protesters took over the intersection of Wellington Street and Elgin Street in downtown Ottawa. The event was held in honor of the annual Disability Day of Mourning. This year, the gathering sought to grieve disabled lives that were lost to insufficient care during the pandemic. Not long after the protesters took the intersection, police arrived on scene. No one was detained, but a lane was opened up to allow traffic through. Commuters whose rides were interrupted by the action flung insults from their cars as they drove through the police-controlled traffic lane. Despite rising anger from commuters, the protesters felt it necessary to hold the intersection. Megan Linton, an organizer of the event, explained why.
So we took the intersection to show and demonstrate that it is not okay that this many disabled people have been killed by COVID-19 as a result of institutionalization. I think we have been forced to kind of feel apathetic towards it. There's been so many caveats on disabled and elder lives of they were going to die anyway, or that they were already old, or they had a pre-existing condition. And so I think this shutting down the intersection was critical to recognizing that this is not okay, to stopping the moment, the traffic, the noise, continuing on to shut it down and show that this is not okay and we refuse to accept this as our reality.
Members of the Disability Justice Network of Ontario, the Criminalization and Punishment Education Project, and the Ottawa Black Diaspora Coalition were present. As well, three members of the Ottawa Street Medics organization were on scene to provide support and keep the protesters safe. Tucker Jay, an Ottawa street medic, explained why it was important to their organization to support this action.
So the Street Medics Collective is made up of a wide range of individuals. The majority of us are disabled in some way, whether that's neurodivergence or a physical disability. And so it's obviously an issue that's very close to a lot of our hearts. And also because we do street outreach, the majority of the individuals we come into contact with on the street, are also disabled. And this year has been incredibly trying for the disabled community. Disability intersects with almost every other form of activism. And if your activism is not including the disabled community, it's not intersectional, right? Like, there are disabled trans people, disabled Indigenous people, disabled Black people. Like, every tier of activism needs to have disability activism as an intersection, right? I think in solidarity, first and foremost, was what drew me there. Obviously, like, public health and safety. And then I have multiple disabled family members, and I myself am pretty severely neurodivergent. And so a lot of the stuff they were talking about has been relevant to my life as well. I mean, I have the huge privilege of being fairly able-bodied. But, you know, my brain works differently than the systems that we live under, right?
Although some sort of action or vigil takes place annually for the Disability Day of Mourning, this year's action had a new focus, Bill C-7. Bill C-7, according to the transcribed debates from the House of Commons, proposes changing eligibility criteria to medical assistance in dying. Megan Linton explained her stance on the bill.
A big part of this protest also was Bill C-7, which is going through the House of Commons right now. Bill C-7 seeks to expand medical assistance in dying. In this case, it's not in dying. It's for any disabled person. Disabled people are the only identity category that has expedited access to death through this legislation. While we believe in the right to choose, when you're given the option of it's either 10 years to get access to a wheelchair or 90 days to get access to medical assistance in dying, that's not a choice.
In the transcribed debate of Bill C-7, Member of Parliament Sebastien Lemieux said, quote, "I recently met one of my constituents, Caroline Parent, a woman in her 40s who seemed quite engaged and active. Ms. Parent told me that she feels trapped in her own body and hopeless about her life. That was a very powerful day. Her story was overwhelming. She told me that she had gotten to the point of planning a trip to Switzerland, where medical assistance in dying is accessible, and planned to return in the luggage hold. This was a harrowing story, and I am pleased to see that this bill is making some progress in this respect." End quote. Supporters of the bill believe it will help reduce the suffering of people with disabilities. However, Monday's event showed that not everyone feels this way. Jay explained why they oppose the bill.
I think, sort of just like reframing what one of the speakers at the action said, disabled people don't need more ways to die. They need more ways to live. Disabled people deserve to live. They deserve to have choices. They deserve to have full and beautiful lives. And Bill C-7 is it's just energy in the wrong direction.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.